This is the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Seattle, a city with a lot of heart. It's the warm-up show on 95.7 KJR. Happy birthday, Jerry. He would have been 72 years old today if he was still with us. Boy, I like that guy a lot.
And I gotta tell you, I've been listening to the XM Satellite Radio Grateful Dead channel in my new car. I know what I just said. I don't care. I'll spit it out. I have been listening to so much Dead lately, out of nowhere, seemingly. And it has been making me so happy.
My mom called me yesterday, and she says, turn on channel 32, the Grateful Dead channel. They're playing a concert for Jerry right now. This is my mom.
Yeah.
I said, oh, I don't have Sirius or XM. I said, darn.
Get it. So is Josh going to be a little, you going to introduce him?
Definitely. Grateful Dead meant a lot to me in my life. When Jerry died, I remember exactly where I was. I think that was like a John Lennon moment for a lot of people who are maybe closer to my age.
Oh, yeah.
And it was summer in Ohio, and my friend Mike came running up to me, and he was just like, brace yourself. And I was like, what happened? Because I thought that something happened to like one of our dear friends or his family, and he told me Jerry died. And I was relieved because it wasn't a family member, and then I was sad shortly after.
Yeah.
Because it was a family member.
Yeah.
First time I think I cried on the radio.
It was
when Jerry died, because we were working at KISW, and we had the old AP teletype where the breaking news alert would actually spit out, and you would hear a little alarm go off, and you'd get this tick, 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 tick. And it was Jerry Garcia passing away right at the end of our show. Very sad. Very sad day. Well, Seattle is a great town, and it's never in better evidence than this weekend. I was downtown last night, and Seafair is in full swing. The sailors are out.
Darby says, those guys are dressed like sailors. I'm like, honey, those guys are sailors.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
So I drove her downtown and by the ships and said, see, when Seafair is celebrated in Seattle, the Navy comes to town to celebrate with us, and welcome.
Yeah, the fleet is in, the hydros are racing, the Blue Angels are in the sky, so it's a happy time to be living in Seattle. Now, I know that Seafair's lost a little bit of its appeal, maybe from back in the day. I mean, way back in the day when I moved here when I was 10 years old, and I still think I saw maybe the greatest hydro race, well, at least of my lifetime, was 1974, the Budweiser and the Pan Pack. That was on my birthday, August 7th, 1974. And those two boats went head to head. And every time they came around, one would be about a length in front of the other, which is really rare in hydroplane racing. They're usually very, very far apart. But
somebody's usually got more money and more power than the whole field.
Right, yep. Right. And then in the 90s, Spike and I had the pleasure of working at KISW, where we had a boat. We were kind of part owners there, the Miss Rock.
An ordinary average boat.
Yeah. And until it flipped and caught on fire, and then they never bought another one. That was after about 3 years of us
fool
enjoying.
Fool me once.
Yeah, exactly. Made a great Christmas card out of that, though. It says, or it was a birthday card. We flipped out, but we didn't forget your birthday. And it's the Miss Rock in flames.
And Miss Rock roasting on an open fire was the station Christmas card that year.
That's right. We did make a Christmas card.
We sure did.
A Christmas card and a birthday card.
Was it Jack Berry, the driver, was like in the water next to the boat as it burned up? That was the Christmas card?
Yeah. And Kathy Keller, great promotions director. She was always seized opportunities like that. We're reminiscing a little because this is it's the end of an era. The Bob Rivers Show ends in a little over a week. We've got six shows to go. On August 8th, 2014, Bob signs off. He signed on in Seattle August 8th, 1989. So this will be 25 years to the day. And we've got a great show for you this morning. A lot of people want to say, you know, they're kind of their farewells or give Bob the condolences and the thank yous that he deserves. Cy Kernan from The Fix is going to call at 7:05. Cy was just here a couple weeks ago, had no idea that it would be the last live performance, at least with Bob at the helm in the Carter Subaru Live Theater. Cy is going to give us a call about 7:05. 8:10, one of our all-time favorite comedians, Brian Callen, in the studio. We've had some great moments with Brian over the years, and it'll be a lot of fun to see him one more time. And at 9:05, definitely one of the highlights of my 25 years of working, or I guess 24 and a half for me, working on this show, was meeting this I'd say young fella, but he's like the rest of us. He's aging well, but he's still in his 20s. A guy who's going to be around for decades. I'll just say that right now. This is a guy that played on our show, and is the first radio show he ever played on. And he's since gone on to play on The Tonight Show, David Letterman, Kimmel. I mean, he's everywhere. And that's Lucas Nelson, Willie Nelson's youngest son.
I'm excited.
Yeah, Lucas will join us at 9:05 this morning. And if you want to see a great, great band, Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real will be at the Tractor Tavern on August 21st. So,
are you going to that show?
You know, I have, gosh, I got.
You don't have to be up the next morning.
Let's all make a plan to reunite at that show.
I'd love
show.
That.
Let's go.
Okay.
That'll be a thing that we all can do together.
Oh, well, yes. I would love to, but I got a conflict.
What's your damn conflict?
There's two people, two of my most favorite people in the world, and they're both playing on that night. And one of them, I got, like as I said, is going to be around for decades. And the other one may be around, but they're not going to be around for decades. Yes is at Tulalip Amphitheater on August 21st.
I see.
Lucas is at the Tractor Tavern. Now, I would love to see both. And if I had some kind of a little jet to get me from one to the other, because I imagine Lucas is going kind of on bar time.
Yeah.
You know, you could almost conceivably do it. If Yes were at Key Arena, Lucas was at the Tractor, I could pull it off. But I don't think I can get from Marysville.
Not in that 50-minute
to the Tractor
that it's going to take, yeah.
Right.
Where are they playing?
Tulalip the Tulalip Resort Casino Amphitheater.
Oh, that's right.
So it would be tough to do both. And
we can find out from Lucas when his set time is.
Yeah. I would love, believe me, and if nothing else, maybe I could go catch the second set if Lucas is playing two sets or something like that.
If only Yes played 3-minute songs.
Well, that's the problem. They're playing like three albums.
I know.
Well, it is a casino show, so they do about 2 hours, I think, when they do a casino.
And they like to get them in and get them on, get them off. And
they'll do still two solid hours.
Gaming tables, yeah, you bet.
Yes is an amazing band to see live, and they amaze me in the fact I talked to Alan yesterday. We talked to him on the show, and then I talked to him afterwards. They're playing 9 shows in 11 days.
Damn.
And going out and playing like Close to the Edge in its entirety. These aren't easy shows
to
play.
Serious?
Yeah, and he's doing 9 shows in 11 days. So that's the travel in between. It's not like they're sitting in Vegas doing 9 shows.
Yeah.
They're traveling in between each one. And for guys who Alan just turned 65, and he's the young one in the band. I mean, these are guys and still at the top of their game. But that's got to be a brutal schedule. By the way, Bob Rivers will be going out to play Rockstar, I think, a little after these days are over. And me and Alan had some conversations about that. He's like, what's Bob doing? He's stepping away from the mic. I said, yeah, I think he wants to do what you do, Alan. Go out and tour a little with Heart by Heart. And he goes, well, it's not as glamorous as you would think. He might decide to come back. I told Alan, we've both seen bands break up and come back and get back together. So who's to say, you know, maybe a year from now or something, there'll be a change of heart and we'll put this band of merry men back together. But for right now, we're down to six shows, and this is show number six. And speaking of bands of merry men, one of the big parts of the warm-up show is just walking in the door, and let me get the right microphone. His name is... First, let's get with some... this is the Bobbers.
I got some money, can't have it, honey. It's for my beer and my afternoon snack. This is something that a man's gotta do. I need a healing for how I'm feeling, so I can bring my love back to you. I'm legal to go, having a vision attack.
Vision attack from the Bobbers. It is time for the Friday Morning Fishing Report, something we do, or at least did, every Friday morning at 5:45 on the warm-up show. And I guess the good news for Bill Herzog is he's going to have Friday mornings free to go fishing. You can always check in with Bill and Joel Shangle 6 to 8 a.m. on Sports Radio 950 KJR Northwest Wild Country, which will continue even after the Bob Rivers Show ends. And you might even hear me over there some because I got a feeling I'm going to want to be talking on the radio somewhere. And if it may be here, but if it's not, I may be over there with you a little bit, Bill.
I told you, Joe, you have an open door invitation anytime you want to come over. And oh, by the way, Friday mornings, I'll be hosting transgender Scrabble tournaments now. I know
a guy.
So, no sweat.
Okay.
I got things to do.
You got
something
going on, right?
Absolutely.
On.
Triple word score.
Well, so, talk about where you were when Jerry died. I was fishing. We're in the best pink salmon bite I've ever seen. Was August 9th in 95 on the lower Skagit River. And we got back to shore, and the guy who runs the boat launch, he's sitting there, he's crying his eyes out. We go, what's the matter, dude, man? He's like, man, Jerry's dead, man. We're like, what are you talking about? Jerry Garcia just died. Mm. Wow. So me and my friend John, who was with me, who was a huge Deadhead, that was a festive ride home, let me tell you. That's and always on August 9th, man, it's always a... We're always saluting Jerry.
Yeah, that's
every
right.
August 9th.
Yeah, August 9th was the day. And it's funny, that was the year I was getting ready to get married. Mm-hmm. I was married in September of 95 and had just had my birthday on August 7th. And it was like, okay, well, I guess this is officially the next phase of my life because I spent every bit of my vacation. I got 2 weeks vacation a year back in those days. We've since expanded that a little as years went on. But I used my 2 weeks to go wherever the Grateful Dead happened to be when that vacation fell. That was the way I used it. And it's like, well, Kelly never liked that much anyway, so I guess we'll move on and find other things to do. And those other things were having a child and, you know, settling down.
Maybe go to Home Depot. I don't know. Got a nice little Saturday plan. I don't know. Never know.
Mm-hmm. Bill is an interesting guy because not only is he, I mean, he really loves the Dead. We listen to a lot of Dead on road trips going fishing.
Do you really?
And he loves Judas Priest, Styx, and the Dead. Now, can you think of three more diverse?
Pretty eclectic, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a mixed bag of love right there.
Yeah,
man.
That is indeed. Yeah, Jerry Garcia, Dennis DeYoung, and Rob Halford are his idols. Yeah. Now, that's kind of a little unusual.
Fantasy brunch.
I'd like to get all those guys in a boat in one day. Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be.
No. Speaking of my idols, I got to say, you know, this radio deal, man. And I was the guy that talked you to bring the fishing report back.
Yeah,
by the way.
You hammered on
it
me
was
for
me.
A good while
it,
about
yes,
it.
Yes, it was. I've got two mentors. I got to thank a couple of people today being here. And number one, Steve Slayton. His amazing knowledge of rock and roll, all the rock stars he got to interview, his influence. I wanted to be that cat, man. I wanted to be in the big chair here sometime, right?
Yeah.
And he was the guy, you know, when I finally got to meet Steve, he told me, he gave me priceless advice, and he said, when you're on the air, man, smile. Number one, because people can hear you smile, You know, that's what that was his one thing. And the other guy, he's right here. He's right next to me. I've never heard anyone on the air like you, sir, ever.
Talking to Jody? Who are you talking to?
I told him not to call me, sir.
Yeah, this guy's voices, his characters, his improv, his passion for sports, his ability to switch from goofball to compassion in one breath, you know, throwing conversations off the tracks, you know. There is a guy after my own heart that I can model my radio career after, right? So whenever my co-host is...
By the way, I'll be
head,
unemployed right? in 6 days. Do not model your career after me.
I know. Whatever you do. I unfortunately have to come in to Saturday to my...
Aim high, like the Air Force likes to say.
Well, when I do all my weirdness, my singing character voices over on Wild Country, that guy's to blame. And, sir, I couldn't have picked a better person to mirror my career after.
Dude.
Thank you.
You are Spike O'Neill. God's sakes.
Are you going to talk about fishing? You're just going to make everyone cry.
Man, oh, we got time for fishing.
Yeah. Oh, we got time for fishing.
We got plenty of time to fish. Starting at 10 o'clock on August the 8th. Listen, there's a big announcement here while we drive to the coast.
By the way, I'm inviting you on the air now to join us October 5th. You, sir.
Oh, is there going to be? Is there room in this
sled? Absolutely.
Now that we've lost weight, there's more room in the boat.
That's right.
True. That's
true. I am honored. I will be there on one condition.
Outstanding. I don't have to shave my head again.
Nothing but dead from here to there and all the way back.
There is. You go to satellite radio. By the way, there's a Grateful Dead channel.
Jody was just talking about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Done. I'm in. I'm so in.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm in.
That'll be great.
We gave away a trip last week on Northwest Wild Country, Bill and I, to go fishing with Rich Underwood. A great guide, a Quinault tribal member, and this is the ultimate fishing. I mean, go out there to the tribal waters where they really have a wonderful fishery. Mm-hmm. And it's also a Sunday the Seahawks don't play because they play the Redskins, speaking of tribal stuff.
Yeah.
They play the Redskins.
The last time we make that connection, get it out of your system.
They play the Redskins on Monday night.
Monday Night Football,
do. Sunday will be a fishing day. Yeah.
And, bang!
And it'll be a good one. We'll hook fish like crazy.
I hope so. Do you know, so I got to remind you of something all around. You know, in 1997, I sent you a Twisted Tune? I did. In 97.
I'll get to it. I promise. Okay. We'll get it done. I know we're a little behind.
I did. It probably is more up to date now than ever. It was instead of sticks, it's Come Sail Away. It was Come Sell Some Weed.
Mm-hmm. Come sell some weed.
I'm
selling some weed.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Oh,
no
my God.
No stems, of course, not even a seed. Come on.
Not a single seed.
Yeah. Now that it's legal.
Oh, my God, dude. Okay, okay.
You might sell that to a company now. I mean, that could be they'd have to go through some pretty tricky licensing.
Come and sell some weed with me. Oh my God, that's great.
I love to smoke tree. Come on, sing with me. It was a pretty good one, I thought, but I sent it to snail mail back. You probably got a big pile of mail. You're like, yeah, whatever.
We've got some free time coming up.
We should get together
and do that. Yeah, that's a fabulous idea. Yeah. You're a very talented man yourself, by the way.
Well, you really are, man.
And your passion is paralleled, falls short of no one.
Thank you.
But of no one.
I'm going to miss our Niner Hawk feuds on the air. I really am.
I've got a really good feeling, my friend, that... those of us who want to keep doing this are going to get the opportunity to keep doing this.
I hope so.
In some incarnation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you are welcome to bring that sorry-ass red jersey of yours into any show we're on and talk all the smackety smack you think you can muster up.
I see.
Bring both those stones with you when you come. And they're
quite large, my boy.
They are quite large.
Warning you.
The Kiwis are bright with this one. Yeah. And we'll have fun for the all the long day, man.
I hope so.
It's an honor.
Yeah.
Bob's stepping away, but Spike, Jody, myself, Pedro, Luciana, we're radio people,
hungry for love.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what else I would do. I'm always open to suggestions, but I'm always open to doing this show as long as we can. And if anybody likes this kind of programming, feel free to tell anybody in radio, in this building or otherwise.
Volunteers are standing by now to take your call. At the $100 pledge level.
Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of radio left in us, so we don't plan on leaving you long if we leave you at all. We really don't know at 10 a.m. on August the 8th what the plan is. They may announce that, lo and behold.
We're having a car wash outside that day. Please show up.
If it's not clear to you by now that the owners of this company don't know what they're doing, it should be clear to you people. When they say to us that they don't know what they're going to do, that's an honest thing to say.
I think they're saying we're not going to tell you. There's a difference in not knowing and
that,
not telling.
That is also
I think they know exactly what they're doing, and they're doing it very well. They're creating an air of mystery and interest.
Yeah, they're mystique.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. I like mystique.
I love it.
One of the X-Men?
The one with the boobs.
The blue chicks. You know what I'm saying?
So
I cannot lie. write that down. We're going to do a lot together.
Hold on. I'm getting a pen. Hold up.
My neighbor Larry texted me a couple days ago. Says, you want to go fishing? He texted me a picture of a big king. And he lives in Renton, so that was close by, somewhere in the Puget Sound. Where are the big kings
right now? Over in Marrowstone Point, Marrowstone Port Townsend. They're starting to show up, finally. And by the way, the Sockeye are back over in Brewster.
Oh, good.
No kidding.
They're back there. They're back in force again. It's hard to keep my mind on fishing today. It really is. But the king fishing's picking up out here, right out in area 9 and 10, down south around my house around Tacoma. It's picking up. August will be the month. You want to go out and get a king salmon, that's the time to go.
And August is the best month. If you were going to pick one month to say that's the peak of the king fishery, it would be August around here, right?
Yeah, man, it really would be.
Brian in North Bend has a question for us. Brian, what's happening?
Hey, I don't have a question. I just wanted to put my vote in. Yeah, if you guys, I will still listen to KJR if you guys are there after Bob leaves, but I'll probably find somewhere else to go. Not that I'm going to make or break KJR, but you guys are the only ones I'd listen to. So where you guys go, I will go, and I know you guys will all end up somewhere.
We may follow you.
Yeah. What are you doing Monday? We could come over, talk to you directly.
You could make us coffee, bacon, and eggs. You know, come on.
Thank you, man.
You know, the one thing I can say about you is I rarely agree with you, but dude, you are you are talented, man. The Twisted Tunes over the years and all the things you do, man. You know that. I don't know. I don't want to get too.
You're right.
I appreciate
it. Spike is the most naturally talented person in the business anywhere in the country.
At least we can agree on that, okay, my friend.
You're amazing, dude. And you know, like I said. Where you guys go, I'll follow. But and I know you guys will end up somewhere. I hope it's all together.
Yeah, and hopefully it'll be right here. But we just don't know what's going to happen. We know that the last six Bob Rivers shows are going to start here in about 5 minutes. Number six, and then we'll have five next week. Mm-hmm. After that, you know, everything's a gift, and if we get to stay, it's a wonderful thing. Yep. And if not, we will talk to you when we can talk to you. And I'm sure whatever they have in mind for 10 a.m. on August 8th, it's going to be good. It better be good, because we're going to give them a huge amount of people to sit there and wait and find out.
It'll be good if it involves you guys, but if it doesn't involve you guys, I'll probably be bored.
Give him a chance.
Yeah, make sure you're listening at 10 a.m. on August 8th.
All right. I listen to you guys every morning.
We're going
to
call you and make sure you're listening.
Thanks, brother.
All right, Brian. And you doing anything fun this weekend? You getting out for Seafair?
Well, I'm actually going up. My mom lives up on Camano Island, going up there for my birthday celebration, which was a few months ago, but she was down in Arizona. So
all right, man.
Making up some crab and some fish, and I'm going to eat it.
All right. Well, you have a good one, and thanks for the vote of confidence there. Mm-hmm. So speaking of crab, that's something else. My buddy Larry showed me a big old huge pot of crab. You don't get into the crabs much, do you, Bill?
Well, you can. We have some decent crabbing here. You just have to know where to go and what to do. The crab season here is so mercurial. It's open, it's closed, it's open, it's closed. You have to pay attention to the regs, but we have some fantastic Dungeness crabbing right outside the door here.
What's your fishing itinerary for the upcoming week?
I'm just going to play it by ear. I have to go on family vacation next week, so not much fishing. But after that, it's back to Brewster, and I might drag you with me.
Yeah.
You're going to have some time.
I may. Exactly. I may have some good fishing time. That's one thing. I've got my license. I've got my pole. I'm ready to go. And that's another thing. If anybody's wanting to go fishing, over the years, a lot of people have said, you want to go fishing? I'd love to, but I am so busy. That may not be the case this fall. Yeah. So I'd say email me here at KJR, but maybe we better figure out another way for that. I might have to start a fishing.
Joe at Yahoo.
Joe at iwantogofishing.com or something. We'll have to figure that one out.
I am really going to miss this Friday gig, boys. I'll tell you what. You know, in the movie Vision Quest, where it was the guy, you know, Loudon was talking to Elmo, and he says, why do you want to do this? It's only going to be 6 minutes. Well, it's not what happened. He said, not what happens in the 6 minutes. It's not the 6 minutes. It's what happens in the 6 minutes. I'd have done this for 5 minutes.
Well,
I love this so much. Being a chance to be in the big chair, you know, I got to spend some time with the best radio guys in the whole world, man. And this was really special to me to be in the big chair. I used to take, when my family comes in, I used to bring them over here on Saturday mornings and show them this chair and go, this is where I sit, man, in the Bob Rivers show. I get to sit right here. It's so cool, you know.
But, well, your passion is undisputed. You and Pedro or people like you. Because you will come all the way from South Tacoma to come and sit with us for 15 minutes on a Friday morning, right. Fight your way through the traffic, and we appreciate that
so much. Guys. Well, you know what? I kind of consider myself like the eighth Beatle here or something. You know, I was such an honor to be a part of the show, even though it's a tiny bit. But you know what? It didn't really sink in until 2 weeks ago. When Spike, we're off here, I'm leaving, and Spike turns to me and he goes, "Hey, man, great job today." And I'm walking away, not thinking much about it, you know. But here's this guy who had such a giant influence on my radio persona, and guy I admire more than anything else. Here he is. And I thought to myself, you know what? Today, I made it. I made the big chair.
Oh, brother.
Thank you, Spike.
Hey, dude, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, man. That was a defining moment for me. It really was.
You know, I drink before the shows, right? Most of the things I say really don't have any weight or value.
Not being sincere. Yeah.
That's sweet really? Of you, though, to take me seriously. I apologize.
Well, I'm the luckiest bastard in Seattle, maybe besides Pete Carroll.
You know, you are a lucky.
He's a lucky sumbitch,
wow.
Isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, my God.
You are a lucky man. You got a great.
He doesn't have to wear those khaki slacks. He doesn't have an endorsement deal with momjean.com. Yeah, lucky Pete.
Bill's one.
It's going to be so much fun.
Bill is one.
By the way, I'm going over to, if I may,
yeah,
I'm going to the VMAC this morning.
You
from
are.
10 to 12. I'm going to broadcast live from the VMAC. I'm going to be on the sports station from 10 to 12 today.
I know some guys over there on Saturday morning. They have a great show on
they
Saturday
do.
Morning.
They do. I should tune in. I'll tell Pete that you said he's a lucky sumbitch.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, Marshawn Lynch is back. We're going to talk about that in the next hour. Spike will be going over there for a firsthand look at Marshawn. And one more quick call before we go on the warm-up show. Okay. Patty from Covington.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Patty.
I just want to convey that I'm going to miss you guys a lot.
You're not the only one, Patty. Let me tell you.
Wherever you guys go, I'm going to listen. 95.7 will lose me as a listener because I never listen to a talk show, and I listen to you guys every day on the way to work.
Well, we sure appreciate you listening, Patty, and hanging in there. We're going to do our best to keep this programming coming one way or another for you. And listen on August 8th will be our last broadcast of the Bob Rivers Show. And at 10 a.m., I don't know if they'll have an announcement. I don't know what they'll do. But at 10 a.m. on August the 8th, maybe we'll get at least a little look at what our future holds.
Well, if they were smart, they would keep you guys all on here because we're going to lose a lot of listeners if they don't.
All right. Well, thank I you, sure Patty. Appreciate the vote of confidence, Patty. And I sure appreciate you coming in, Bill, every week. And, of course, our friendship and will continue, and you are grandfathered in as a charter
yes,
show member. So wherever we go,
here's the secret handshake. By the way,
thank you guys so much. I love you guys all so much, and I'd never be able to thank you enough, Joe, for this opportunity. Jody, thank you. I'm going to miss you. I'm going to miss Pedro and Luciana. And by the way, Bob, if you're listening, thank you for letting me on this little club. It's been such a great time, and I get to sat in the big chair.
Yeah,
cool.
And we're gonna miss your fish too, man.
Yeah,
you
that doesn't stop. I know you.
Every
Friday,
I know
how to get
when I said
you guys.
Good job, I meant on the fish you were bringing. I don't know if you how you
the
you,
fish
you take
will
it how you
stop.
Want it, but yeah.
All right, it is a little after 6 o'clock. We're gonna make way for Bob Rivers Show number six. Six to go, and show number six starts next.
Listen to the best Bob Rivers shows before it's too late. Then. 10 a.m. August 8th, the new 95.7 takes off. This is 95.7 KJR FM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeart radio station.
A bit more cloud cover this morning across western Washington with a chance of thunderstorms. High temperatures will top out in the low to mid 80s. Morning clouds will give way to mostly sunny skies through Seafair weekend with highs remaining in the 80s. I'm Keisha Burns in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by your Northwest Chevy dealer. Find fun. Find adventure. Find your new Chevy. It's the Chevy Summer Drive. Get great offers on most 2014 Chevy models. Find summer and find new roads at your Northwest Chevy dealer.
An incredible night with Michael McDonald and Toto together live. August 3rd, 7 p.m. to Laylip Resort Casino Amphitheater. Michael McDonald and Toto. Tickets are on sale now at the Casino Rewards Club and Ticketmaster.com.
Jimmy Mac's Roadhouse, always famous in Renton and Federal Way for steaks, crab cakes, and peanuts on the floor. Now Jimmy Mac's is open in South Everett on Airport Road. Come on down to Jimmy Mac's for endless hot out-of-the-oven yeast rolls and endless peanuts. Plus the best Roadhouse steaks, ribs, fish, and more. Incredible cocktails and local brews, too. Pick your own steak out of our butcher case. Real down-home Roadhouse hospitality. Lunch, dinner, Jimmy Mac's Roadhouse. Renton Federal Way and now in South Everett.
If you like things made in the Northwest, you'll love Don Willis Furniture. You'll never find particle board, but you will find bookcases you can customize to fit your home. And Northwest made sofas on sale starting at $5.99. More at DonWillisFurniture.com.
This is a special notice to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now making it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. In some cases, this may even result in back taxes being reduced. An open phone line has been established by the National Tax Relief Hotline for consumers to call and see if you qualify. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number now. 800-832-9600. That's 800-832-9615. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your delinquent tax problems and in some cases save you money. For your free tax information and to see if you qualify, call the National Tax Relief Hotline at 800-832-9615. That's 800-832-9615. 800-832-9615.
So about a year ago, my 82-year-old, very active mom became very limited by terrible back pain. She got to the point where she really couldn't drive. I mean, when she told me I can't go to church anymore, I knew there was a big problem. She went from doctor to doctor, and no one seemed able to help her. And to make things worse, I live in Poulsbo, and my mother lives halfway across the country in St. Louis. I figured we needed to do something different, so I brought her out here, where a surgeon from the Neuroscience Institute of Providence in Everett performed spine surgery on her. So my mom is feeling no pain, and she sings Providence's praises every day. She really does. Every time I talk to her, she tells me how grateful she is. It's been such a huge impact on her life. I suppose most people don't travel such a long way for surgery, but then most people don't normally have a son so involved in healthcare. I am Dr. Patrick Sinopole. I am an anesthesiologist, and I prescribe Providence.
Learn about more doctors who took their own medicine at rxprovidence.org.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm your parking brake. As relationships go, I've really got the tougher end of this bargain. You park, and I hold 4,000 pounds of car in place on a steep incline. But hey, it's worked for us. Until now. You park for the night, and a few hours later, I find I just can't hold on any longer. And unlike a rolling stone, your car gathers many dents. And if you've got cut-rate insurance, it's your repair bill that could be steep. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Every Allstate policy comes with an Allstate agent you can trust to help you get the protection you need. In Seattle, call the Jeremy Olson Agency today at 206-453-6118. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability, Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Are you in good hands?
Do you know what kind of impression you make online? When you do a Google search for your name or business, do you like what you see? Do your search results make you look the way you want to be seen, or do they give you an ugly black eye? Negative online content, embarrassing pictures, videos, divorce and bankruptcy rulings, newspaper articles, bad business reviews, blogs, and other sources can have a serious impact on your life and your business. Fortunately, Reputation.com can help. Take down this number, 1-800-827-5948. That's 1-800-827-5948. When you call, you'll get an expert reputation assessment free. Using patented technology, we'll make the truth about you more visible than negative online content you don't want others to see. Don't let bad search results damage your good name. Call 1-800-827-5948. That's 1-800-827-5948. Don't delay. Call 1-800-827-5948 today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Grease. It does a man good. So get the parts and advice you need from AutoZone and get to work on your car. The greasier you get, the better. Like a hamburger or bacon or great. Now I'm hungry.
Now at AutoZone, get a 5-quart jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a Bosch oil filter for only $22.99. Get in the zone. See store for restrictions and details.
This report is brought to you by Tulalip Resort Casino.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, I-5 northbound in Albro. Before the West Seattle Bridge, we've got a collision there blocking the two right lanes. DOT has the HOV lane open to all drivers so that you can try and move past that, but the backup already stretches out towards Boeing Access Road, so seeing a couple miles of stop and go traffic approaching that scene.
Attention fight fans. Don't miss a second of live MMA action in the Tulalip Amphitheater August 22nd. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster or on site at the box office. Find all the details at TulalipCasino.com.